Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. This morning I got out my NFL Draft Prospect Special as Trayvon Walker, defensive end, the University of Georgia. So if you like the video today, please come in and share. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. Well, Trayvon Walker, 6'5", 280, the University of Georgia, a piece of the maybe one of the greatest defenses ever assembled in college football this past season. Any young man got a national championship ring. But when you look at the skill set and you look at that Georgia defense, this year everybody was talking about N'Kobe Dean, Devontae Wyatt, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Channing Tindale, Lewis Sign, Deron Kendrick. But when it's all said and done, this young man is ascending to becoming maybe the top pick in the 2022 NFL draft. And I'm going to say this about Trayvon Walker. A lot of people don't know before he got to Georgia, he was an all-state basketball player. He had serious offers to play at a high level in Division I basketball. But the thing that sticks out for me about this young man, and I'm not surprised right now that some people, even the Jacksonville Jaguars, are falling in love with him and taking him number one overall, is that when he was a true freshman, he was on the kickoff team. On the kickoff team at 6'5", and about 275. That's saying something right there, brother. And then another thing I want to take away from Trayvon Walker. Remember that key play in the third quarter in the national championship game? When that wide receiver from Alabama broke that tackle, he ran that guy down. Hustle play, effort play, athletic play. That play probably got him to where he stands today. See, right now for Trayvon Walker, you're finna be on Broadway like the great George Benson said with his song on Broadway. The neon lights are finna get bright for you, young man. Because now when you're looking at your status as being the number one overall player taken, and I believe the last time that happened, that was Matthew Stafford. Well, see, you might be ready going in that arena. And then when I look at your ability, I look at your size. I'm not going to get in your skill set, but I look at all the great defensive linemen that's played at Georgia. Bill Stanfield, Richard Seymour, Marcus Stroud, Steve Greer, George Patton, Freddie Gilbert. But you know what? And even with the D-line this year and Devontae Wyatt and Jordan Davis, when it's all said and done, you might be the best that's ever came out of Athens. And I'm excited for you because I knew that you can get to this stage when I seen you on the kickoff team. And when I think about all the great defensive ends that's been so athletic that's played this game, and Jason Taylor, Deacon Jones, Richard Dent, LC Greenwood, Bubba Smith, John Matuszak, Ed Tuttle Jones, Leroy Roy Salmon, Kenneth Sims, Bruce Smith, Courtney Brown, Mario Williams, Javanian Clowney, Miles Garrett. I'm putting you all your skill set into that level there, brother. Because I don't even think you really know how great you can be. Your upsize is at another level.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
The skill set, unbelievable, athletic, A+. Running down players from behind, A+. See, there's something about a football player that's able to do that because he's giving effort all the time. You're built like Hercules, A+. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Conan the Barbarian. Great length, A+. Upper body strength, A+. Your hand quickness, A+. Your versatility, A+. You can play anywhere along the line of scrimmage. D tackle. Defense, and you can maybe go out and play in coverage outside linebacker because of your athletic ability. You're physically overwhelming. Some plays in the Alabama game, even throughout the season, man, I was just stung and amazed how you dominated. Your remarkable balance at that size, A+. Superior size, brother. You 6'5", what, 280 right now? You maybe can get up to 300 and not even lose an ounce of ability. You're very powerful at the point of attack, A+. Lightning quick first step, A+. Natural explosion as a pass rusher, A+. You got everything, brother. Your upside, you look like a first-round pick. But the player of all the great players that I just mentioned that you remind me the most of, and before I get to him, I'm going to say, you tackle through the ball, A+, and your vision to locate the ball and recognize the cut blocks and the blocks along last scrimmage, A+. Marvelous. Your production this year, 15 quarterback hits, 7.5 tackles for loss, 6 sacks. The tip of your talent is just on the verge of exploding, Mr. Trayvon Walker. And then I got it to remind me of, it's only one player, and he had a very rocky career in the NFL, but if he would have stayed focused, because I saw him play when I was a freshman as a student at the University of Arkansas in Little Rock Memorial Stadium. And I said, someday that guy going to be in the National Football League. Then when I saw him get to the Washington Redskins, he was doing what you're doing, Trayvon. He was on the punt team running down punts and on the kickoff team. And he was out of Houston, Texas. And his name was Dexter Mattlin. So, Trayvon, I'm going to call you Dexter Mattlin, too. He was gifted just like you, brother. And he had the combination of size, strength, and speed that no DN had that I seen at that time. And if Dexter would have kept his head straight, he would have went down as one of the greatest DNs that played. a two-time Super Bowl champion. But see, Trayvon Walker, I see why Doug Peterson is falling in love with you, the head coach of Jacksonville, because you got all that upside to being the best. And I know I said some names. I just mentioned Mario Williams, Javonian Clowney, Bruce Smith, but I think this young man out of South Georgia's got the much skill set as them. Look at that gentleman on the screen. He's a specimen. He's out of the twilight zone. And when you get football players like this, you get excited. You get to the nearest sports bar to watch this young man play on Sundays. Trevor Smart, I see why you won the national championship and you got so many defensive players going into the draft, man. You should be proud. And to Dawg Nation, as I mentioned earlier on Jordan Davis' video, the Buckaloos, the Hudson Masons, the Aaron Murrays, the Herschel Walkers, the Lindsey Scotts, y'all should be praising this defense. And I think really with the Dawg Nation, the University of Georgia, you running around here, you should thank the defense and this young man and what they did this past season. Because they went down as one of the greatest defenses of all time in college football. Up there with the University of Miami, up there with the University of Washington 1991 squad, this defense was special. And Trayvon Walker, that's a reason right now the buzz is going on as I speak, is that he might be the number one player taking. Because the NFL knows that he's special.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I'd like to say thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today. Thank you to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video, please come in and share it. And the thing I want to say about Trayvon Walker is this. I'm happy for you, brother. You finna go on Broadway. Like the great George Benson. The neon lights are bright. They say it's always magic in the air. You on Broadway now, Mr. Trayvon Walker. Because I would not be surprised if you're the number one pick in the 2022 NFL draft. And to Dawg Nation, please stand up and be proud. You won a national championship, and now you might have the number one player taken. Kirby Smart, you're doing your thing over there in Athens. Much kudos, much credit to you. Nick Saban, you might need to get ready to take a second seat because there's a new king in town, King Kirby, and he might have the number one player taken in the 2022 NFL draft. Like the video, please come in and share it one more time. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner. Thank you today and be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.